Oh, he did it. We made it to Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And looking to finish out the week strong. Hope you've had a wonderful week. Got awesome weekend plans. Gracie, tomorrow you are headed south for the weekend.
Little road trip.
Yep, gearing up for that and coming off of double duty today. How was Andrew's show this morning?
It was good. Friday's always fun. I like the rap, so it was good. We were supposed to give away tickets and we didn't because I'm a bad producer.
Uh-oh. So does that mean we get to do it today?
So we do have some tickets to give away today. So.
Casey and the Sunshine Band from the Sanger Theater on August 27th. We'll give away those tickets later on in the show. Stay tuned for that. We'll try to see what question we can come up with here while we can. 410 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. A lot to get to for a Friday, especially here locally. So let's get right to it. First, for our top three stories, President Biden taking action to curb sexual assault in the military. The president today signing an executive order stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. The decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors.
Also, the Alabama woman who admitted to a kidnapping hoax is facing some charges. So that's Carly Russell. She faces one count of false reporting to law enforcement authorities and one account of falsely reporting an incident. She could face up to 2 years in prison. She went missing for 2 days after she called 911 to report that she saw a toddler alongside the highway. After her reappearance, police said that Russell told them that she had been kidnapped and that while she was going to check in on the child.
And our third top story here locally, another anti-Semitic incident in Pensacola, this time at the Temple Beth El of Pensacola at Palafox and Cervantes Streets. We talked to Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood about it.
The brick was tossed through a men's bathroom window. This is a bathroom that is very rarely used in the building, so we're not sure exactly when this crime occurred.
So Wood says not clear when it happened. Also, they're not sure if the four recent anti-Semitic incidents are connected, so they likely won't know that until an arrest is made. This is the fourth now in the last few weeks. Last week, there was a similar incident involving a brick with anti-Semitic language on it thrown at the Chabad Jewish Center, and there are also two separate cases of graffiti in downtown Pensacola as well. Also locally here, Pensacola police providing an update after last week's deadly shooting on Creighton Road near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern that killed 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis. 22-year-old Trevor Vanderhall from Pensacola was arrested late yesterday in Coweta County, Georgia. Investigators developed information on him early on in the investigation and issued a warrant for his arrest.
We don't know exactly why he was in Georgia. All that we know is that he was speeding in Georgia, and he shouldn't have been doing that because that's ultimately what caused him to get arrested.
And Wood says he's held in Georgia now, awaiting extradition back to Pensacola. And also in Santa Rosa County, calling it a historic day as Leonardo Helicopters breaking ground on their new 80,000-square-foot facility at the Whiting Aviation Park.
Space Florida, their help. The governor's been a huge help to us. And frankly, Leonardo, and their vision with the aircraft, getting the contract, and then them willing to make the investment here. This is a huge investment in this facility. And I think this is the first of many things that Leonardo will end up doing here over the next few decades.
Commission Chairman Colton Wright there. So the facility is going to be a maintenance, repair, and operation site for the state-of-the-art TH-73A helicopters that the company has contracted with the Navy to build, and the Navy trains at Whiting Field right next door. So pretty good news there in Santa Rosa County. Just shy of 4:15, Gracie will get us caught up on the roads and weather.
Well, the roads are looking pretty good this Friday afternoon. Of course, we do have some slowdowns. Windhaven Beach going westbound into Navarre is looking pretty heavy on the roads, but other than that, we're looking good. Also, if you are heading out of our area going towards Crestview, we do have some construction going on I-10. That's eastbound right where right before the I-10 and 85 exit. So that is showing a big patch of some traffic on I-10. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111 with the details. For weather, we're going to have a nice weekend ahead of us, but we are going to see some small patches of rain. For tomorrow, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. For tonight, we do have a 50% chance of rain coming later this evening, so just keep that in mind. ThreatNet radar right now looking good throughout our area, but later tonight, we may be seeing some rain. 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 100. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. A couple other local stories here. So there was a former corrections officer in Escambia County now facing multiple sex crimes involving children. 43-year-old Ryan Landreth, among the charges he's facing, includes two counts of video voyeurism, sexual assault, and obscene material distribution. That investigation started last November 6th when deputies seized his cell phone and allegedly found several images and videos. He served as a corrections officer from July of 2021 to shortly after his arrest, November 22nd of last year. Looking at some state headlines now, so Congressman Matt Gaetz and Representatives Anna Luna and Florida's Jared Moskowitz are asking House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to establish a select committee to continue the investigation into UFOs.
The American people have regular questions. What are UAPs? How come the media doesn't report more on them? Are they foreign adversaries? Are they U.S. technology? Are they something else? They ask themselves, how come when a Russian jet shoots flares at one of our drones, we have perfect pictures and videos to show the American people and the world? But when it comes to UAPs, nothing.
And Moskowitz, during the House committee meeting earlier this week, Gaetz, Luna, Moskowitz, and Tim Burchett say Congress needs to investigate the Pentagon and intelligence community for not being forthright with Congress regarding UAPs.
Also, SpaceX is celebrating the first of what hopes to be two launches from Cape Canaveral today. They sent another batch of Starlink satellites to orbit early this morning. Tonight, SpaceX is going to have another attempt to launch its Falcon Heavy rocket with communications satellite aboard. That launch has been scrubbed the past two nights.
Yes, they tried to do both of them last night, so the weather getting in the way again. It's the flight forever etched into the passenger's memory after a mid-air collision was narrowly avoided. Officials say an Allegiant flight Sunday from Fort Lauderdale to Lexington, Kentucky, ended up in the path of another jet after about a half hour into the trip. The Allegiant pilots had to take immediate evasive action to climb at 23,000 feet to avoid the other aircraft. Passengers were reimbursed for the flight.
So do we know any details on, like, the Allegiant flight got in their way or that jet's in the wrong track? Because that is nuts.
Yeah, I don't have the specifics here. It sounds like the Allegiant flight was the one that had to take evasive action.
Yeah.
So that it took off from Fort Lauderdale. There was an automated alert about another aircraft at the same altitude.
It's just funny because I feel like there's been a couple just stories about, you know, dropping or whatever. And I feel like when I go on a plane, I don't even think twice about the pilot not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or a plane coming in our path or anything like that.
So, yeah. So it actually went out to both. It was a Gulfstream jet was the other one involved. One of the passengers said that the plane suddenly went straight up in the air. like it was a roller coaster, up and down, then leveled out. So, she says, it felt like we were nosediving, but we later found out we went straight up. I was terrified. Two flight attendants fell backwards when the plane ascended, one of whom stayed on the ground for 5 minutes before she was helped up. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting that, you know, it happened so suddenly and, you know, the pilot just had to, do whatever they do to make it get out of the way as quickly as possible.
And
so
23,000 feet. Jeez.
I know.
Wow. Well, an Ohio police chief is accused of attacking a homeless man in the Florida Keys. So police arrested the 40-year-old Chad McArdle after an incident in Key West earlier this morning. McArdle reportedly called 911 dispatchers saying that he had been stabbed multiple times and potentially had killed his attacker. When the police arrived, he had no injuries that went with the story, and the victim claims he was attacked in an alleyway for no apparent reason.
Also, one person arrested and two victims, including one minor, have been rescued in a bizarre human trafficking case in Hernando County. The sheriff says 56-year-old James Hollis had some creative ways to abuse women, including a dominant submissive contract that was emailed to the underage victim.
The contract stated the submissive will always respond to the sexual needs of the dominant in any time and in any manner he sees fit. And this includes engaging in sexual activities with the dominant that might be outside her comfort zone, but not painful.
So Hollis also allegedly sold the adult victim to multiple men in Colorado at one point, and a separate investigation is happening in that state as well. Texter says air traffic control put them on crossing paths, and the automated systems in both planes kicked in the warning, so that's why they both got them. So the commercial jet went on an incline. The private jet went on a descent. So that's how they avoided that. Thank you for that information. 420 right now. We'll take a break. We've got our national headlines coming up. It's a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky.
what Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend, ending off this week on a good note. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns throughout Pensacola or Garcon Point, but if you're moving eastbound towards 85 near Crestview, there is some construction going on that is causing some delays. Again, that's in the eastbound direction on I-10. Other than that, we're looking pretty good with typical delays on 98 leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, but other than that, we're looking good. See something else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. For weather, we're going to have a pretty nice weekend here. Coming up tomorrow, we do have 40% chance of rain and 50% chance of rain into tonight with a low of 78. News Radio ThreatNet radar is not showing any major rain right now, but there is a cell of some rainstorms near Jackson that's kind of moving diagonal into our area, about to be throughout Atmore and Bay Minette, but we'll keep our eyes on that when the rain comes later this evening. Again, if you see anything else on the roads, give the details to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And text line 850-437-1620 as well. Looking at some national headlines, the Houston Police Department is out with their final report on the 2021 deadly Travis Scott AstroWorld Festival. It's more than 1,000 pages. In a transcribed interview, Scott's team complained that police near the stage were using their cell phones to record the performance instead of watching the crowd.
The State Department is ordering all non-emergency government personnel and U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as soon as possible. There's a travel advisory that came down today warning Americans of kidnapping, crime, and civil unrest. The kidnapping for ransom is widespread throughout Haiti, and the victims regularly include American citizens. Officials say that the kidnappers may be using sophisticated planning and taking advantage of unplanned opportunities. Even convoys have been attacked.
The Senate is approving its version of the annual defense bill, putting the legislation on a collision course now with the House.
There are so many good provisions in this bill in terms of helping our troops and giving them the pay raises they need, making our defense stronger.
It's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The measure authorizing a figure of $886 billion passed yesterday. The two chambers must now reconcile their defense legislation in the coming weeks. The House bill includes provisions to roll back Pentagon policies on abortion access and gender-affirming care, which Democrats strongly oppose.
Also, former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing after he was hit with more charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. So a new indictment alleges that Trump requested employees to delete security footage at the Florida estate following the grand jury subpoena. In a radio interview on Friday, former President Trump said that he believes he wasn't required to hand over any of the tapes, but he did anyway. And also he accused the Justice Department of trying to intimidate his employees to make up lies about him.
A bill that would require automakers to keep AM radio in new vehicles is advancing to the full Senate floor.
It's about safety technology in an increasingly unsafe climate. It grew out of warnings from emergency management officials that the removal of AM radio from vehicles posed a distinct threat to public safety.
And yesterday, the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee voted to advance the bill. Not only does the bill have bipartisan support, but even Senators Ed Markey, who you heard there, and Ted Cruz agree on it, which is news in and of itself.
Also, a shooting scare at the Tesla factory in Texas led to some tense moments earlier this morning. So reports of an active shooter at the plant near Austin had workers scrambling for safety. A text was sent to employees just before 5 in the morning telling them to take cover. The Travis County security officers cleared the building and found nothing. And there's no word on what triggered the alert.
Also, House Republicans not backing down from their quest to impeach the head of Homeland Security. Texas Representative Chip Roy says Alejandro Mayorkas should resign or be impeached.
The same Alejandro Mayorkas who accused Border Patrol agents of whipping people that never occurred. Another lie.
And Roy says with Mayorkas asleep at the wheel, it's up to the states to secure the border.
And while U.S. health officials have declared an end to the pandemic in May, the National Institute of Neurological Disorders say that long COVID is still impacting people in some different ways. That's Dr. Clinton Wright says that he was just acute of COVID infections affecting the black populations. They are beginning to see the same thing happen to these citizens with long COVID.
4:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up when we return. Our weekly check-in with Channel 3 anchor and reporter Tanner Stewart talking about the week that was. Stay tuned.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. New numbers show inflation continues to ease. A new gauge monitored closely by the Federal Reserve shows consumer prices rose at their slowest pace in 2 years. President Biden taking credit, praising his economic policy, speaking in Maine.
Wages are growing faster than inflation. That means an awful lot to working people.
Inflation has been easing since hitting a 40-year high earlier in the president's term. Nearly all Republican presidential primary hopefuls will take the stage this evening in the early caucus state of Iowa. However, Chris Christie will be noticeably absent.
I'm sure we'll get to Iowa at some point, but being one of 14 people tonight speaking for 10 minutes versus making sure that we have the resources we need.
He's speaking to Fox News. Former New Jersey governor says he's focusing on fundraising instead. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, auto giant Ford is announcing a major recall of one of its top-selling vehicles. The company says it's recalling nearly 900,000 of its F-150 pickup trucks, which were made between 2021 and 23. Ford says the problem is with the electric parking brake, which could lead to an unexpected activation while someone is driving. Drivers could also witness a parking brake warning light and get a warning message on the dashboard without pressing the brake. Ford says there's been nearly 300 claims of unexpected parking brake activation, 19 of those occurring when the trucks were moving. The company said, though, that no injuries or crashes have been reported due to the issues. Owners of the affected pickup trucks can have their vehicles inspected at a Ford dealership, and that inspection will be conducted free of charge. The company says that recall letters will be sent out to owners beginning on September 11th. On Wall Street, stocks finishing the week out with some gains after some economic data showed signs that inflation may be cooling off. The Dow up over 170 points, the S&P and NASDAQ seeing gains as well. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The Pac-12 feels like it's teetering on the brink of existence. Colorado is just the latest team to jump ship, finalizing the last step in the realignment process on Thursday. If you're keeping score, the Pac-12 has lost USC and UCLA to the Big Ten, and now they couldn't even keep Colorado, who before the sizzle of hiring Deion Sanders, had won only 26 conference games since joining the Pac-12 in 2011. I'm Maggie Gray.
CBS Sports Radio.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus, an accredited state university for more than 75 years. UMGC has been giving working adults the affordable online education you need to reach the future you want. Because the path to success is different for everyone, we offer more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, along with success coaches and lifetime career services. Our online and hybrid courses let you learn on your schedule. No-cost digital materials in place of most textbooks, affordable tuition, and financial resources make UMGC accessible. You know what it feels like to succeed. We'll help you succeed again. Too late isn't in your vocabulary. Reach your next goal at University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply now and save with no application fee. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start August 16th. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate by CHEV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Dependable Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our weekly segment the week that was with Tanner Stewart from WEAR. So taking a look at our roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. If you are heading out of the Pensacola area, heading into Crestview off of 85, right before you get to the 85 exit, there is some construction going on I-10 eastbound. So that is going to be having a patch of traffic right there. But again, if you see anything else, always feel free to call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Heating up across the area for the rest of Friday into Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday this weekend, we'll have highs in the low to mid 90s. Feels like temperatures above 105. Could see some heat alerts drop across the area. Make sure you're staying cool out there. We also have chances for rain. Scattered thunderstorms are possible Saturday and Sunday afternoon at about 40% chances. And then the heat kicks up even more as we head into next week with highs into the upper 90s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It is 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. It is that time of the week, one of my favorite times, to check in with Channel 3's Tanner Stewart, the anchor and reporter, the do-everything man. He anchors the 4 o'clock news most days, I think Monday through Thursday on Channel 3, and we love having him on each and every Friday to talk about the week that was. Tanner, always good to talk to you, sir. So we start here over in Okaloosa County, where for the last couple of days, Senator Rick Scott has been on the war path regarding this rumored removal of special operation forces from Hurlburt Field, moving them over to Arizona. So we had the conclusion of that today, and overall looks like Senator Scott pretty happy with how things went down.
Thanks for having me. Good Friday to you. With that, Joe, I think it's a win. Overall win, maybe not so much, but the whole Special Ops Command, like you said, is not leaving Hurlburt, and I think it is a big enough victory to celebrate. Only 600, I believe, something service members will be transferred to Arizona, but that's over a five-year span, so there's still 9,000 plus or so there that are going to stay, and that's a huge, huge win, I think, for Okaloosa County. The military, goes without saying, they represent a huge part of that community. It's a great school district, and for obvious reasons, those service members want to live there. Yeah, I think it's a big win.
News today from, or news this week rather, from Escambia County, centering around the OLF 8 property over by Navy Federal. It's been a few weeks here of kind of silence. There was the initial buzz about were there more than one offer, how many companies may have been involved in wanting to purchase this land. So it was a little quiet there for a few weeks, and then we learned this week that a revised offer was sent for a portion of the OLF 8 property. What happened, and why the reason for the change?
What happened was a surprise move that no one's heard, at least to my knowledge. We've never reported that the county was interested in keeping a portion of this land, and that's exactly what they're going to do now. Exactly how much? It's 500 acres total. The county pulled just about half of it, and they're still seeking a mega million-dollar deal here. D.R. Horton, I mean, they're offering close to $25 million for almost 300 acres. So the county will get to keep a portion of that land. D.R. Horton's still going to get to do what they are, which is believed to be a large subdivision for the most part there. I think a community center is also in the works, at least with the plans. But what changed, Joe, is this Live Local Act. And it also goes back to the Hurlburt Field conversation we were just having. I'll get to that in a minute. But the Live Local Act is this brand-new piece of legislation that is focused on affordable housing for all of Florida. And it impacts every county differently. Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and so on will get different portions of money, but there are tax incentives for developers to start building more houses that are attainable for our communities, first responders, military-level pay grades. Back to the Hurlburt Field conversation, that's a big problem over there in retaining service members that want to be there, but in some cases can't afford to because of the housing costs and the housing shortage. We all know housing is through the roof, not to mention insurance rates right now. And so with all of that, Hurlburt Field is hoping that this plan will go through, like many counties, and in this case you're seeing it with Escambia. So the county will now use it to their advantage with tax incentives to hopefully build some affordable housing in that area.
And downtown Pensacola this week, we heard from Police Chief Eric Adams. He spoke out over a series of anti-Semitic incidents over the last few weeks. And unfortunately, learning today of another incident, this one at the Temple Beth El. So what do we know on that? And what are you guys over at Channel 3 hearing from the Jewish community as far as what seems to be kind of coming out of nowhere? I obviously, you know, anti-Semitism in other parts of Florida has been well documented. Here, not really so much. You know, you hear about it occasionally, but what's the story going on here?
Yeah, Joe, I've been here almost 4 years now, and we have covered very few cases like this. And you know, one is too many, and that goes without saying. But this most recent case, with three more very similar instances over the last 3 weeks, it's a bit concerning. I talked with Officer Mike Wood of Pensacola Police about an hour ago, and he says there's update as of right now, but the latest is just more bricks were thrown into this particular temple there on Trevanny Street. I mean, just a week ago, we reported on a brick being covered in similar messaging thrown into another Jewish center on 12th, just before it was the East Hill Animal Hospital, where graffiti was painted on the walls there. So it's still a mystery. Investigation obviously underway, and we're watching this closely.
Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and meteorologist, reporter and anchor. We'll get you out of here. Yeah, right. I mean, that's what, a 4 times pay increase for you if you got Allen's gig,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. They've got the lifestyle, man.
That's right. We'll get you out of here on this. So we had a lot of fun, Gracie and I, on Wednesday dissecting Congressman Matt Gaetz's testimony about UFOs over the Gulf of Mexico, over down the road in Okaloosa County. So where are you on UFOs? On a scale of 1 to 10, number 1 being I don't believe them at all, to a number 10, they are absolutely living amongst us. Where are you on that, and what did Congressman Gaetz's comments do to sway you?
I'll tell you this, Joe. I think myself, along with, it seems, the rest of the world, has no evidence they're willing to put out there to show us this real proof that we've heard about in Congress this week. But with all of that, there's the childlike part of me that is glad to see this conversation being brought up again. I don't know. I think you have to go back to this first person, this whistleblower, who testified originally earlier in the week, and he talked about these non-human biologics that were found in people that were manning these spacecraft. And at the end of the day, we still haven't seen these items at all. I want to see them. I want to see them, but we haven't seen them. And the connection here closer to home with Eglin Air Force Base, very similar with what the congressman said. Can we provide that information to the public? Can we see it? I'd like that conversation to continue, at least. I'll say that.
Yes. And
I've asked a lot of people this week. Have you seen aliens? Have you ever seen them? And a couple people have told me they have. I'm not sure if I believe them, but I look, and I've yet to, but I'm going to keep looking.
All right, Tanner, big plans for the weekend. Did you get to see one or two of Barbenheimer this last weekend?
We didn't, but we did make progress, Joe. We're going to go see Barbie, I believe, this weekend. I went ahead and I took my wife's suggestions, the one she wanted to see, and I got a lot of reviews over the week, and a lot of people telling me Oppenheimer was extremely long. That's great. I love that. Having a two-year-old doesn't fit in my schedule so much, and it might work better at home. I think we're going to wait for that one to come out. And I'm anxious to see this Barbie. We'll see. I'm sure I'll have an honest review when it's over.
Yes, looking forward to that. From this point on, Tanner's review on Barbie. Looking forward to that. Tanner, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Have a good weekend, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, you too. Well, Tanner, I appreciate the time as always. A little light to traffic and weather. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, our roads are looking good right now. Of course, we have that everyday afternoon slowdown throughout Windhaven Beach and Navarro on 98 in the westbound direction. And we also have a patch of traffic eastbound on I-10 right before you get to the 85 exit. That is due to construction. Well, you'll be seeing some a patch of delays there. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have 50% chance of rain later this evening with a low of 78. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at what's happening in the world of sports today, full slate of Major League Baseball. We've got the Braves taking on the Brewers at home. That one starts at 6:20. The Rays in Houston taking on the Astros at 7:10. And the Marlins and Tigers getting underway here in about an hour at 5:40. That one from Miami. Yankees getting their slugger back. Aaron Judge is off the injured list. Tonight will be his first game back in the lineup since June 3rd when he injured his toe when he slammed against a gate in right field at Dodger Stadium. So the Yankees now with Aaron Judge back in the fold. NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor says he expects quarterback Joe Burrow to be out for several weeks due to a calf strain. Burrow suffered the injury yesterday and was carted off the field, but avoiding a much more serious injury is the good news for the Bengals and Burrow. So a couple health, business, and science notes now. Meta plans to boost retention on its new Threads app. Threads enjoyed more than 100 million signups in its first few days of existence, but now less than half of those accounts are active. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company plans to institute what he calls hooks to keep Threads users engaged for longer periods of time, which in theory would encourage users to make the platform part of their daily routine.
And I don't know what's going on with Trader Joe's, but they're recalling some more items. So Trader Joe's is recalling nearly 11,000 cases of one of its store-branded soups because it may contain bugs. The FDA says that Trader Joe's unexpected broccoli cheddar soup has insects in the frozen broccoli. So the 20-ounce soup contained the 20-ounce soup containers were sold in stores in California, Connecticut, Florida, as well as Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington State.
So we have bugs in the broccoli soup, and we have rocks in the ice cream.
And it's the Trader Joe's unexpected broccoli cheddar soup. Like, unexpected, you're going to get a bug in it?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's not what they had in mind when they had the marketing meeting on that
one.
Yeah,
for sure.
One more here before we get to our next break. So striking hotel workers in Los Angeles are asking Taylor Swift to postpone her upcoming shows at SoFi Stadium. Union members had an open letter in the LA Times yesterday asking Swift to come to with her coming to town next week. Hotels will be doubling and tripling room rates and adding fees, but housekeepers and other employees will see none of the revenue. They want Swift to wait to come to the LA area until hotel workers are paid a living wage. I would imagine that's happening soon because she's in Santa Clara, California tonight at the 49ers stadium. So I don't see anything changing there. 4:51, we'll take a break. We've got some wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up hour number one, a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters hit the stage. They'll have music selections ranging from soulful jazz, New Orleans jazz, all the way up to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Housted and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. We're going to get some pop culture news, some wacky news, and some good news in here real quick, but let's get a quick traffic update. Only major slowdown is going to be on I-10 eastbound before you get to the 85 exit due to construction seeing slowdowns. Again, that's in the eastbound direction. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic, but if you see something else out of the ordinary slowing you down, call the traffic line. For weather, we do have 50% chance of rain for tonight with a low of 78. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a high of 93 and 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at text coming in. This, I think, was during our interview with Tanner. Haven't you seen Resident Alien? I have not, Gracie, have you? But I know it's enough to know that it is it's a show. But Texture says it's not a sitcom, it's a documentary.
Hmm.
So that's where he's saying he's leaning to the fact that there are aliens out there. It is not a documentary, it's a sitcom, but he's saying it's a documentary. So just in case I wasn't clear on that. Looking at some wacky, weird headlines here, we have a pretty interesting one from Australia today. A 51-year-old dad got a DUI over the weekend. Now that in itself doesn't sound too crazy, but he was driving his lawnmower, riding mower, through town at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing? How much alcohol you had to drink tonight? Not at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And not drunk.
So that was from the police officer's body camera there. The man said he was heading over to his daughter's house to mow her lawn. His blood alcohol content was 4 times the legal limits.
And this story is just kind of funny. In the dirty dog poop scoop wars, one Seattle area company says a cross-state rival is infringing on its ability to perform the company's rightful duties. So Pooper Trooper, a Linwood-based pet waste removal company, is suing another business called Scoop Troop, accusing them of copyright infringement and unfair competition among the related similar names and services. So Pooper Trooper filed their lawsuit this week in the U.S. District of Court for Western Washington. But Pooper Trooper says that in the lawsuit that Scoop Troop is too similar in the name for his services and infringes on Pooper Trooper's trademark. Did you even know this was a business?
No, of course not.
And there's more too. There's like Poopless in Seattle. There's other names.
I just enjoyed you saying Pooper Trooper in a story 5 times there.
Yeah.
So let me get this right. So we had the Taco John's, Taco Bell trademark fiasco. So I feel like these are just two companies that are taking themselves way too seriously. Infringing on its ability to perform the company's rightful duties? I don't know about that. You know, you make pooper scoopers.
Yeah.
Like, let's.
I don't get it. I think they make pooper scoopers, and I think you call them if you want them to pick up the poop in your yard. The poop, dog poop in the yard.
I don't know what to do with this. Because I think, like, it's a universal term, pooper scooper, right? But that's like its own business. So, I mean, both of these companies are pretty close to that. So I don't know what they're all upset about. I mean, look, just make your product and, you know, people are going to call them pooper scoopers. Nobody's going around saying, oh, this is a pooper trooper. No, it's pooper scooper.
I meant to hire Scoop Troop Poop or whatever it's called, and I got pooper scooper instead.
Yeah, Texture says that was the most crap I've heard all day. I mean, no, the funniest thing was just you just reading that. Yeah. Also, pretty interesting one here where a Virginia woman received more than 100 Amazon packages that she never ordered, including headlamps, glue guns, and binoculars. Cindy Smith talking about dealing with the massive amount of packages.
It's a lot of packages.
I didn't order them. A lot of people told me I was weird. You know, I would drive around with headlamps and glue guns in the car. I gave them to everybody I met. All my neighbors got glue guns or headlamps. I mean, I gave them to dog shelters, to veterinary clinics. I went to Burger King one day. I'm like, I have a gift for you.
The mass dump of product, a fraudulent scheme where an overseas seller ships all of their products to a random address because it's easier and cheaper than correctly removing the product from an Amazon warehouse. So she said... She contacted Amazon, they removed the seller, but she still has all the stuff, and apparently it's just going around giving it away, being charitable. 4:59, we'll take a break, 12-minute break here. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and we're back in 12 minutes for another hour of everything happening in your world today. And stay tuned, we've got tickets to give away, and Gracie will say Pooper Trooper several more times. Stick around.